dear old Maine, shout till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the happy hours, drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always. To the trees, to the sky, to the spring and its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire, to the life that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. Oh,
fill the signs to dear old Maine, shout till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink to all the happy hours, drink to the careless days. Drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always. To the trees, to the sky, to the spring and its glorious happiness, to the youth, to the fire, to the light that is moving and calling us, to the gods, to the fates, to the rulers of men and their destinies, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girls who will love us someday. Oh, fill the signs to dear old Maine, shout till the rafters ring. Stand and drink a toast once again, let every loyal Maine man sing. Then drink all the happy hours, drink to the careless days, drink to Maine, our alma mater, the college of our hearts always.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody.
To vacation land.
Yes, vacation land. Yes.
Guys, how we say it in Maine, the slang of my state resides deep in my brain. Hey, take that, get a picture too. Oh shit, six pack, you just missed that moose. Maple syrup all over my body, cause it's the season, drinking some coffee. Now I'm jacked up, feeling like Arnie. Pass me that cup and some saltwater taffy. Exactly, that's the shh. Don't drink and drive, man, just pass the fifth. On the way to the county fair, and when we get there, the girls will stop and stare.
Hey, isn't that Element from Lewis and Sick?
Yeah, bitch, take a pinch, gonna last longer, trick. JK, yo, I love my fans, even the gays, so just raise your hands. Keep it coming, I'm pulling weight, cause it's my function, you little jailbait. Brown bread, hot dogs for everyone, drink up some moxie out of your sippy cup. Lobsters, fish chowder too, even got potatoes for your damn beef stew. Whitewater rafting, Bob Saget, so sketchy when I write it rhymes, like my name's Stephen King and I lost my mind. Hold up, it's about that time for me to break it down with the other enzymes. Fine, yo, I'm in the room, rolling with the rest of the Abenaki crew. You need to shut your mouth and listen to the sounds of the Maine brown trout. You need to shut your mouth and listen to the sounds of the Maine brook trout. Oh,
I'm in my car, hearts working on my damn car. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes, sir. Getting in my car, going to the damn bar. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes, sir.
Welcome to Maine, the way life should be. I'm already drunk and it's 3:30. Yippee, yup, doo-da-day. Got the finest kind right around the bay. Hey, yeah, yo, it's wicked good. Chilling in my sweatshirt in the hood. Get it? In the hood. Dropping all these logs and I'm hauling wood.
Maine's that place if you wanna feel safe. Say hey, hey, hey.
Man, I love my state.
Maine's that place if you wanna feel great. Say hey, hey, hey.
Man, that's my state.
In the summertime.
Yo. For Christ's sake, I'm talking to you.
Check her out.
Old Mena coming straight from the county. Hauling wood through the hood where the town be. I tell you what, I'll make this load my bitch. Skidda, please. Tain't nothing but a half a twitch. When it comes to getting it done, I ain't no dubba.
No, sir.
Double clutching, friggin' straight up burning rubber. And all this shit's going down before my eggs and ham. So move your hussy's ass, make way for Mr. Man.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9. Good golly, how about that, Mr. Man? You got your ears on? 10-4-20. Eastbound, south side of Bangtown.
Passing lane, mass hole going half tilt. About to get himself an ass full of Peterbilt. Put him in the ditch like a guppy through a scupper. Son of a whore and yuppie make me late for a bean supper. Hammer down, wondering when last night's roast will break loose. Eastbound, going coastal, quick break for a moose. Heading down steamer town, gotta cash my check. Mother wants me home for grub or I'm gonna catch heck. Biscuits with the gravy and the butter. Bring your appetite, chummy, if you gotta. After we gorge, it's to the porch to stare through the screen. But just a bit, we gotta hit the bed by 7:15.
A friggin' shizzle.
Down east there, buddy, let me tell you. Tourist season comes, you best forget about it, fella.
Yes, sir.
With all the friggin' license plates, all a different color, from states where apparently it's a lot friggin' duller. So they haul their rich fat asses up for the summer, and they tote along their toods. It's a wicked friggin' bummer. Hop out the Beamer, I'd like to thump your uppity ass there, honey. Except the state'd even be broke without your sweet-ass friggin' money. Word to mother, I hate these sons of bitches from away. Load drop, time to drop in on my buddy Dale. Out on the flats with his rake and his pail. Dale's good people, works hard in the cold and the damp. Says on the weekend he can tote mumsy out to camp. God love her, but you ought to see her broadside. This little heifer put the double and double wide. After she grazes, she gets the farts like you'd swear it's thundered. Swear to Christ, she dresses out about 700. Back in the dooryard, mother watched me as I drove up. Hop out the truck, all kinds of stove up. I'd like to take the time to get the gas tank filled, but the last thing I need is mama up in my grill. You see, I'm a rough, tough, working dog, no doubt. I do some mother friggin' damage when she lets me out. But there's just one thing that really ruffles my fur. I ain't never gonna be a tough a man than her. E to the B to the EN.
I'm up off this son of a whore.
I wanna go on vacation. I know I've been told to have no expectations, but I can't hold it all in, my brain won't stop. My head's insane, I'm ready to get away. Summertime squirming germ, next stop Maine. It's summertime, wanna get crazy. Nothing like dipping the dip in Maine's and clam juice, clam bucket, clam chowder, clam sucking, rocking hood and Maine sweatshirts, LL Bean windbreakers, down in bud at popovers and biking through Acadia. Ha-ha-ba. Vacation land, we're gonna Maine, motherfuckers. Hell yeah, we're gonna Maine. Better watch out for them bitchin' bad leeches. Gonna get to Maine. And we better abstain. My parents old school like John Wayne, but when I'm out with the fam, it's hard to stay tame. Gotta keep it clean and pure retain, but I'm more explosive than a bottle of butane. See another Rocky Beach and I'ma go insane. I'ma go insane.
I don't even know how to eat a lobster. I don't even know how to eat a lobster. I don't even know how to eat
to live in a lighthouse.
We're gonna maim motherfuckers. Hell yeah.
Bert and I come down to the dock about 6 o'clock in the early morning. Bert went into the boathouse to fetch the pots and the slickers, and I went out on the dock to stat up the Bluebird. I stepped into the cockpit to loosen her up with a few turns. You could hear it were cold, so I advanced the spark and gave it more choke and cranked her up in earnest. Well, I got it started. Bert come out on the dock with the pots and the slickers. Throw 'em aboard, Bert. Bert threw 'em aboard. Cast off the bow, Bert. Bert cast off the bow. He cast off the stern, loosed the springer, hopped aboard, gave the dock a shove with the boat hook, and the Bluebird slithered out into harbor. We hit nun number two about on schedule, when I sniffed a cold breeze coming in off the ocean, laden with humdity. That were me sniffing. That were the breeze. It weren't long before old Greasy Frog Light started in a fumfin.
Hello.
That were old Greasy Frog. Presently, we were locked in a dungeon of fog. I couldn't see Bert, and he couldn't see me. I told Bert to cut engine so's we could listen for the Bangor packet about due through at that time. Cut engine, Bert. Bert cut engine. Give a blast of the horn, Bert. Give it another one, Bert. That were a good un, but it weren't good enough. For out of the fog, about 100 yards to port, come the Bangor packet, bearing down at a full 10 knots. The Bangor packet smucked the Bluebird about midships, and drove on through her like green corn goes through the new maid. The water rose up to our necks before we decided to swim for it. I dove down about a fathom or so as to avoid the two whirring propellers of the Bangor packet as she went o'er top. I come up t'other side and cried out, Bert! Bert, are you there? There weren't no answer, so I thrashed about in the water till I hit upon a hard object about a foot or so beneath the surface. I grabbed a hold of it, pulled it up, and it were Bert, only he were full of water. I just held his nose above the waves as best I could, till by some stroke of luck we fetched on to a buoy. I clumb atop it, pulled Bert up beside me, emptied him, and we were near dried out by the time a fishing smack come along, picked us up, and brought us back into Kennebunkport, Maine. Now, if you're ever down east, and want to go a-fishing, you have a standing invitation to ride on the Bluebird 2 with Bert and I.
Wicked Maine style. Maine style.
We come from the northeast, trees and mountains all around here. We are from Canada, we are the state next to New Hampshire. We are always outdoors, camping, fishing, shooting deer. Come and join us, sit, have a beer. Carhartt is what I wear. Warm or cold, it doesn't matter, I don't really care. I put my work boots on when I am going anywhere. If it starts to get a little chilly, I don't really care. Just grow my facial hair. You like fishing and going hunting, then come to Maine. Yeah, come to Maine. If you like noises and road construction, then come to Maine. Yeah, visit Maine. Heading up to camp, you take a stand from here. Wicked Maine style. Maine style. Whoop, 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 whoop. Wicked Maine style. Maine style. Whoop, 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 whoop. Wicked Maine style. Hey, tasty lobster. Whoop, 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 whoop. Wicked Maine style. Hey, tasty lobster. Whoop, 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 whoop. Going to the mud runs, we don't need no fancy cars. We got our big old trucks, that's all we need to have our fun. Gravel pits and quarries are where we choose to party. Get it, got it, good, wicked, awesome. I put my camo on, even though I'm not military. Good luck finding me. I'm the greatest hunter in all of Maine, hiding behind them trees. We crashing on the shore of OOB, it's all carefree. All you assholes driving crazy, you're insane. Get out of Maine. And Bob Marley, you wicked funny, fortune and fame. Make it rain, climb in some time, you know we all going all the way. Wicked Maine style. Maine style, woof, 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 woof. Wicked Maine style. Maine style. Woof, 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 woof. Hey, tasty lobster. Woof, 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 woof. Wicked Maine style. Hey, tasty lobster. Woof, 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 woof. Maine born, native Maine born. Baby, baby, native born. I'm Maine born. Rednecks were born, yeah, my hands are warm. Baby, baby, Maine born, yeah, it's true. Do you know what I'm saying? Wicked Maine style. Hey, tasty lobster. Woof, 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 woof. Wicked Maine style. Hey, tasty lobster. Woof, 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 woof. Wicked Maine style.
I wake up, make a cake, come, then I blaze, I'll shave with a razor blade. My hand is still crooked, I'm reading a book, and my body was made in Maine. Man, I'm still deflecting all the bill collectors, and I hate when they say my name. My buzz would be massive if I wasn't slacking and drinking a Jaden James. Selfie sticker on a bumper of a clucker, but my vocals real. Fuck rap, I might sell my mic and buy a snowmobile. I can't relate to throwing money when she makes it clap. I can relate to doing dishes, we should take a nap. Tired like Michelin up your wrist when they're glistening. We don't want no yacht to float, but just a boat to go fishing in. Me and my whole yard is a minor mess. Go hard to my dying breath. O bars to the IRS. We got no R's in our dialect. Me and my peeps speak a different kind of speech where Verizon 4G won't reach. Can you hear me now? We're coming live from where mill towns are still towns, even though they shut the mills down. But I'm feeling like the king of Maine.
cubes on the seat. Even though I triple bogey that par five, Rangoon with my Mai Tai, still another motherfucking Wi-Fi. Got text Pete on my Five Guys, I'm back. Facts, spit a little bit, but I never made a gecko cat, cat, pet. Put my backpack on and I'm smoking. Being homeless is bogus. Paying bills is my motive. Can't afford G4s, I'm poor on tour in a war, no 4-4 focus. Ah, yup. I know that this weed might be the death of me, but I got this O broke up like it's parentheses. I'm yelling, ah, yup. I weigh a buck 40 still, but when my fingertips touch the quill, I'll be feeling like I'm Paul Pierce and I'm Rondo. I'm John Deere and I'm John Doe. I'm the rap star from the backyard, never act hard or went half hard. I'm the people's douche, aka the truth. Every time that I get in the booth, I'll be feeling like the king of Maine. The king of Maine. If you're Batman, I must be LL Bane. I'm the king of Maine. The king of Maine. I got Susan Collins giving everyone brain. I tell them,
welcome to 207. Welcome to 207. Welcome to 207. Welcome to 207.
It's the way life should be. Everything's pleasant. Tell them.
This is 207.
From the 420 minus 213. I'm on the throne if you're looking for who to unseat. I got moose blood in my goblet, lobsters in my optics. I'm live on the map with the dudes, don't rap in the ultimate black. When I do go past them, hop in. Find me chilling in Rockland where the townies sell oxy, so the coroners got coffins. It's my fault I'm paid because of what I say. I rock it for a profit, pockets fat as Paula Page. Got a tattoo on my arm that says don't stop, cause other guys told me otherwise when we talk. I told them Wells, Maine, what the signs say. Where I go ape with my primates, a rhyme great. 16's a 2x8, wine grapes and prime steaks. Damn, I'm feeling marvelous. Had a hand with no good cards in it that I parted with. I'm an artisan. I think you're an amateur. Kids, cops, janitors, all pull out their cameras when I walk out and hand over the king of Maine. The king of Maine. I got a fucking elk head hanging on my chain. I'm the king of Maine. The king of Maine. In all the state game wardens yell my name. I tell them,
welcome to 207. Welcome to 207. Welcome to 207. Welcome to 207.
It's the way life should be. Everything's pleasant.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's. He notices Ephus sitting across the room at a table. In front of Ephus is a bowl of hot steaming chili, but he's not eating it, just sitting there staring at it. Finally, Lem says,
"Say, Ephus, oh, you're not going to eat that bowl of chili. You mind if I have it?"
"No, help yourself. Go at it."
After eating about two-thirds of the bowl of chili, Lem finally notices a dead rat in the bottom of the bowl. He becomes violently ill and throws up in the bowl. That's when Ephus says,
"Hey, yep, that's about as far as I got, too."
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally, mornings from 5:30 until 10 on 105.7
WROR.
Coming at you from the backwoods of Buxton. I get the 12 gauge to bring the ducks in. I'm a Maine outdoorsman, don't call me a hick. I got 21 guns and a moose-sized dick. Life is damn good when you're living off the land. I sit mud in my truck and piss my name in the sand. I feast every day on lobster, deer, and moose. So I shit a log cabin every time I drop a deuce. I'm tough as nails and I like to keep order. So I point my guns at the Canadian border. When I see a Frenchie, I fire off my ammo. Ain't no witnesses, I'm head-to-toe camo. Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya, aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya, aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya, aya.
With the tussle.
I'm a maniac.
Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya, aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya, aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya, aya.
With the tussle.
I'm a maniac.
Let me break it down so that you understand. Inside these overalls is the native Maine man. I'm as lean as a deer and as hard as a rock. I am Caucasian, but mostly just cock. I got so much wood, girls, you're gonna need a chainsaw. You better swallow it all, cause spitting's against Maine law. I'm far more rugged than a Glock ceiling mobster. I look harder than cat.
cash and a dock dealing lobster. My life is wicked wild and I like a little danger. That's why I'm most wanted by the local forest ranger. Turns out it's not legal to blow the head off an eagle and replace it with a seagull so I can hunt my neighbor's beagle just to check if she can kegel. Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya aya.
Wicked pisser.
I'm a maniac.
Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya aya.
Wicked pisser.
I'm a maniac.
I bang a lot of tourists and don't have to use force. Just take them on my four-wheeler to Poland Springs source. Then I quote Stephen King, and bitches can't say no. They're like, you're more of a man than my husband Joe. Yeah, that's right, ho. Now get your ass in the snow. Never mind on flow. You're in heat like a dough. So come on, let's go. And I'm like a machine, if you know what I mean. Satisfaction guaranteed, just like L.L. Bean. I know how to do it, cause I study the deer. I just climb on your back and enter from the rear. No need to fear. Want some lube? Here, use my beer. So turn around and let me get back there. Don't wanna see crackhead. I ain't doing another black man.
Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya aya.
Wicked pisser.
I'm a maniac.
Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya aya.
Wicked pisser.
I'm a maniac.
Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya aya.
Wicked pisser.
I'm a maniac.
Cracking lobster by the pound, singing aya aya. Tipping cows to the ground, singing aya aya. Shooting ducks off a cloud, singing aya aya.
Wicked pisser.
I'm a maniac.
Marsha was a moose, a very big moose. I met her in a bar in Saskatchewan. Then we fell in love, some very big love. But I cheated with a caribou and now she's gone. Marsha was a moose, a mighty, mighty moose. Now she prances across the tundra and she larks about. I miss her moosey mouth, her mighty moosey mouth. So I cry into my bourbon till I just pass out. I just pass out. Marsha, my dear, Marsha, my dear, Marsha, my dear, I am sorry. Marsha was a moose, a very moosey moose. If I could only gaze into her wide-set eyes, I'd beg her not to go and leave me in the snow. I'd kiss her moosey face and I'd apologize. I'm sorry.
Just my lobster and me.
That's right.
great work, everybody. Here we go.
Northern Maine was made for outdoor enjoyment. Aroostook County offers more than 2,000 lakes, streams, and rivers, plenty of outdoor opportunities, with over 1,200 miles of ATV trails. Come to visitaroostook.com or call for your free vacation guide.
This is kind of subtle, you know, you've got to pay attention, because in Maine, you've got to realize at any given time, there's really only three categories of people in the whole state. Everybody in this room, in this whole town, would all fall into one of them three categories. Now, you've got your natives. Now, I am a native. I got all my papers out in the hall. You can check. I've got them right there. You've got folks that's from away. You know who you are. Then you see, you've got your transplant. Now, there's nothing wrong with anybody in any of them three categories. It's fine. The trouble comes in when folks that's in one category, they try to slide over into the other category. Now, I'll give you an example. My next-door neighbor lives up to Palmyra, next door to me, in the next trailer over, about 4 miles down the road. Wilbur Pinkham. Now, Wilbur's a good fella. He's 97 years old this year. And, you know, being an elderly fellow and associated that area, why the newspapers, magazines, everybody's always come interviewing him, you know, to ask him about the old days in, you know, in Maine. And he goes on. He loves it. Of course, he don't exactly say he's a native, he don't exactly dispel the notion either, but I know the truth about Wilbur. He was originally born over to New Hampshire. He was 6 months old before he ever set foot in the state of Maine. Now, now I know that, and Wilbur knows it, and Wilbur knows it I know. Well, he was over at the trailer the other day, and we was having a few generic beers, you know, and well, he got a little philosophical. He was kind of moaning. He says, well, he says, I'll admit it, I'm not a Maine native. He said, but you've got to acknowledge, he says, Mother and I, why, we've had 7 kids born right out here on this road, and you've got to admit they're natives. I said, look, Wilbur, you can call them anything you want. And I tell you this, if I had a cat, had kittens in the oven, I wouldn't call them biscuits.
So let's see, I got this plugged in here, check that there, check, this is connected, this is on, this is good, all right, I can hear myself, I guess we must be on the air. Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening, and welcome once again to yet another edition of the Bit Slap. Thought you got rid of me, didn't you? No. I had just moved on. I am now in the state of Maine, and that's where I'm talking to you from right at this moment. Tell you more about it in a second. Let's just get business out of the way. We'll do the playlist, and then I'll tell you something about where we are. We started with Rudy Valley, and that was the Stein Song, the official fight song of the University of Maine, which is located about 6 or 8 miles from here in the lovely town of Orno. We heard from Element, and the main song, Mista Maine, was Eben. Squirm and Germ after that, Maine Mofo. What I believe is the original Bert and I routine from Marshall Dodge and Bob Bryan, who I believe both have gone to their reward, but they left a lot of Bert and I stuff behind us. Anybody who's been to a yard sale has seen a Bert and I record for sale. Wicked Maine Style was Ryan Lovett. King of Maine was Spose. Men from Maine, also known as Lauren and Wally. I guess they're kind of a radio team from South Maine, somewhere like Portland. And that was Hungry. There's dozens more. Maniac was Jacob Buckshot, a.k.a. Luke Scholl. Neil Aceto after that. Marsha was a moose. The Lobster Song was William Bungus. And then Tim Sample, and a sample, as it were, of Maine humor. So that brings us up to where we are. Let me tell you where I am. I moved up here on July 30th. Packed up my things. The movers came the day before, took them up. The move went surprisingly well. Everything got up here in one piece. I don't think we lost anything. I don't think anything broke. Jersey and I drove up the next day. Jersey did very well. Of course, she was tranquilized up the wazoo and did very well. Unlike Ozzy, who came up a couple of days earlier with my wife, and apparently he just would not shut the fuck up. So, bad boy Oz, but he's adjusting now, and he's not peeing quite so much as he used to. Long story. We're in the town of Vizy, which is sandwiched in between Bangor and Orno. Bangor being the big city, Orno being the college suburban town. University of Maine is the biggest school in Maine, of course. And Bangor is the second biggest city in Maine, second only to Portland. And for you New Jerseyans, I'll give you some perspective. Bangor is about the size of Montclair, and Portland is about the size of Passaic, okay? And that's the biggest cities in the state, right? You go north of here, and there is nothing. I mean nothing. You want to find nothing? You know where to go, north of here. That's where all the woods are that you can get lost in and die in. We're on the Penobscot River here, which until about a year ago had a dam about less than a quarter mile from my house. They took the dam out, and the water level dropped about 10 or 15 feet, revealing lots of rocks, and now we have constant white water out in front of the house, which is very, very, very relaxing. You know, it's white noise, and it sounds exactly like somebody left water on upstairs, you know, the water in the pipe sound, you know that one, and that's what we have 24/7. There's also something called a crib works, which is something left over from the logging days, and I've included some video of that I took. I finally got myself a YouTube account, and I'll be putting little filmlets up there from time to time, but there'll be two of them up here this week, as well as some of the other stuff. A lot of it doesn't make sense without the videos, so check that out. They're entertaining as well as weird. And that's about it. It's very comfortable here. It's very dark at night. You can see the Milky Way. You can see all kinds of stars. We didn't see the auroras the other night, but some people not far from here did. Anyway, let's get back to some more music, and I'll come back and talk some more.
Welcome to Bangor. With 4-star hotels on every corner. And beautiful up-to-date architecture. With a vibrant downtown and nightlife you just can't miss. And civil servants who work for you.
Well, watch out, Timmy. Traffic jam. So come on by. Please. We'll do anything.
Anything.
You can find the latest technology. With convenient water access. And did we mention it's clean? So why not do business in Bangor? Where you can take high aim. At success.
Speaking of dead things on the road, as you're traveling down here from New Brunswick, do you ever actually see dead animals on the side of the road? Do you ever hit one? Like, actually feel a thump under the tire? No. You will someday.
I was driving up to Greenville on a hot and sunny day, when a raccoon tried to cross the road, my wheels got in his way. I didn't swerve, I didn't brake, that raccoon made his last mistake. Now we're eating him by Moosehead Lake at the Roadkill Cafe. And I was driving up to Rangeley in a dull and dreary mood, when a partridge hit my windshield and converted into food. I hit the brakes and stopped the car. That bird, she didn't bounce too far. Today we're eating grouse tartare at the Roadkill Cafe. And I was driving up to Bartlett, not a whole lot on my mind, when a whitetail leaped across the road, my fender wasn't kind. I cleared the road of fender junk, threw that Bambi in the trunk, into a steak my teeth just sunk at the Roadkill Cafe. And I was driving through New London when daylight did expire. Felt a jolt in my front end, thought it was a front tire. But lo, instead, what did I find? Stuck to my tread a porcupine. Now that he's dead, on him we'll dine at the Roadkill Cafe. And I was driving through North Woodstock without much time to spare. Came around a sharp S turn, pull him out! Was standing there. My Volkswagen met Bullwinkle. My jeans felt a wet, warm tinkle. The chops we had made my taste buds twinkle at the Roadkill Cafe. And I was driving through York Harbor, feeling mighty good, when a tourist tried to jaywalk and indented on my hood. I scraped him up and checked his heart, taped together all his parts. Today he's dining a la carte at the Roadkill Cafe. I'm on the road again. looking for dinner on the road again. Don't mind the gravel or the hair and skin when you're eating at the Roadkill Cafe. So you got time for another?
All you big and burly men who roll the trucks along, you better listen, you'll be thankful when you hear my song. You've really got it made if you're all in good. Any place on earth but those Chainsville woods. There's a stretch of road up north in Maine. It's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count them all, there'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're loaded with potatoes and you're headed down, gotta drive the woods to get to Boston town. When it's winter up in Maine, you better check it over twice. That Haynesville Road is just a ribbon of ice. There's a stretch of road up north of Maine, and it's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. Count them all, there'd be a tombstone every mile.
Thank you. St. John Mill. Don't forget St. Leonard too, using my driving skill. Hit top speed with the GMC at mile 22. Chase green moose and a white-tailed deer going by Walker Brook. Sometimes it's a sunny day and all goes well. Sometimes it's a winter day, I hope I live to tell. Hear that jake breaker breaking through, I'm a-rumbling to your town. Don't you worry, I have been around.
How the hell are you? Jesus, now it's nice out. How about that shit? Rainy, sunny, ha 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 ha. It's awful. Can you get it? Can we pick? My dad used to hate it. He used to complain about that. We'd look out the window and it'd be raining. He goes, yeah, that's all fucked now. Piss poor weather. We swear about the weather in Maine, don't we, people? Like October, you go outside and it's a little crispy at night and it catches you off guard and you're like, holy shit. A little nipply out, isn't it? I mean, it's getting out of hand. Come February, there's nothing amusing about the weather at all. You walk from your house to the car and you swear every step of the way. You ever go outside and it's so cold, you just start swearing, you don't even know why, you're just like, oh, fuck, 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 oh, shit, holy shit, oh, my, fuck, 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 fuck. You ever bobble the keys like you're in a horror movie and you can't get it started because you're so cold? Has it ever been so cold for you that it's bullshit? You know what I mean? This is bullshit. I'm not putting up with this shit. This is bullshit. I'm out of here. I'm moving. Has it ever been so cold for you that it's not even funny? This isn't even funny. It's like 3 degrees. It's not even fucking funny. It's bullshit is what it is. Even in the summer, though, we forget how miserable we were in the winter. You know what I'm saying? And we still swear about it. Like, it could be 100 degrees and we're all like, holy shit, I am sweating my nuts off today. I'm fucking miserable, I'll tell you that much. Even if it's 72 and sunny and breezy, if it's perfect, we still swear, don't we? You look at your friend, dude, it's fucking nice out today, isn't it?
I come from a long line of lighthouse keepers. It's bright but very lonely inside. After 4 straight days awake, I begin to hallucinate. I see you feeding me blueberry pie.
I'm a lumberjack, but you already knew that from when you first saw my chiseled physique. Though I can fell a tall pine without batting an eye, I got a soft spot for baby trees.
I keep a live lobster inside of my shirt. I can tame any creature of the sea. Make my temperature rise, and it's no surprise I'm gonna steam it with my body heat.
You may have heard that the leading cause of death in Maine is moose on the highway. But when riding with me, you can be worry free. I bathe in bear pee, and it keeps them at bay.
It keeps them at bay, baby.
Yeah, but you smell like bear pee.
I wanna be your main man.
Let me be your main man.
Don't let him be your main man.
I'm gonna be her main man.
Girl, I can build you a cabin in a month. I can do it all
myself. But the truth is, it'll take at least 6 months, and he'll make you and his cousin Glenn hell. But I'll take you on a romantic cruiser in my Arctic exploration schooner. That's just what he wrote on the side of his paddle boat. Don't go anywhere alone with this loser. Baby, don't listen to him. He didn't know tomato till he was 10. But I know so much about Maine. I got Maine facts all up in my brain.
Well, what's the state fish?
The landlocked salmon. The state bird,
black-capped chickadee. The state fossil,
Perdica quadriferia. The state insect,
European honeybee. The state gemstone,
tourmaline.
State herb,
wintergreen.
And the state cat is a Maine coon.
The state animal is moose. The state mammal is moose. And the state girl of Maine is you. I wanna be your Maine man.
Let me be your Maine man.
I'm gonna be your Maine man.
Up here in Maine, summer in a way. At this point, I consider myself an honorary Mainer.
You ain't Mainer.
I eat lobster like every day.
Nah, that ain't Mainer. I'll show you what a real Mainer's like.
In the woods,
that's a
in a shack,
that's a
7 trucks,
that's a
none work,
that's a
drink and drive,
that's a
take a dive,
that's a
get a tow,
that's a
spy treatment,
that's a
fancy hotel,
that's a
meditate.
That's a
straight. Who the main up bitch? Who the dirty North Mainer? Who the main up bitch? Who the dirty North Mainer?
Call me the Mainer. Here's the riddle. Two cocks, more shells than old my little. The Mainer, what? The Mainer, that's who? The Mainer, what? The Mainer, that's who? Sleep with my 12 cage wrapped around my dick. Welcome to the new rage. I'm king of the hits. Godfather of the wood. I state my name. You don't know my hood, then get the fuck out of Maine. Paradise, recycle twice, get power, bank bus, brake job, foreplay, fuck my truck, two-timer, catch a squirrel, give you rabies, shoot propane, forest fire, put it out, with my piss, eat meat, no veggies, get scurvy, punch scurvy in the nuts. See the world. Hate the world. Hate the spoon. Hate the coons.
What?
I meant the raccoons. I fucking hate the raccoons.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
Who the main a bitch? Who the dirty North Mainer? Who the main a bitch? Who the dirty North Mainer? Who the main a bitch? Who the dirty North Mainer? Who the main a bitch? Who the dirty North Mainer?
Red Soxed, bitch.
It's a cold, snowy day in Maine where using lobster traps and buoys to decorate trees is a tradition. It's the hard work of the lobstermen and the calcium and the chitin in the lobster shells that make our Coati lobster compost so special. So visit your locally owned garden center for your holiday needs. And once the warm weather returns, pick up a bag of Coati lobster compost. Happy holidays from Coast of Maine.
Relaxing on its hands and knees, relaxing on its face, reclining in the bear trap of its tender warm embrace. Glazed with coniferous green, glazed with excitement and dread, exhausted from oversleep, awake but still in bed. The shaving razor's rusty, but the sting brings you exactly back to Maine. Was the world that went south? Maine was the punch in the mouth. Maine at the top of the chart has crushed my evil heart. Maine is the devil you know. Maine is the heaven below. Maine at the top of the chart has crushed my evil heart. I love you anyway. I promise there's no other state, but only if you stay away and leave my family out of this and give me back my evil heart so I can see you as you are. And Maine was the world that went south. Maine was the punch in the mouth. Maine at the top of the chart has crushed my evil heart. Maine is the poison you love. Maine is the hell from above. Maine at the top of the chart has crushed my evil heart.
China, Paris, Norway, right outside your doorway, state of Maine. And up in Poland we go strolling, and with candle pins we're bowling, state of Maine. Down at the Elks Club we play bingo, on the lawn a pink flamingo, state of Maine. We drink beer, but never sherry, on the Vinyl Haven Ferry in state of Maine. And in the summer, we got tourists, and they irritate the purists, but their money spends the same. We sell them trinkets from Korea, authentic souvenirs of state of Maine. Now, of course, people come from all over the world. In the summer, they come to Maine, and they want to do all these things. They want to see a moose. I don't know what that's about. They want to see a lighthouse. I always tell the state of Maine, you want to develop tourism in Aroostook County, put a lighthouse every few miles right up 95. They'll just go right up there. They'll be jammed into Holton on the 4th of July. But whatever else they want to do, the one thing that they all seem to want to do is to learn to talk like a real Mainer. Okay? Let me tell you something. They can't. But I have made a lot of money trying to teach them. Okay? And there's a few rules. First of all, it doesn't take any native blood to drop a few R's. Anybody can drop a few R's. But it takes a native Mainer to know when to throw in a few extra R's where none ever occurred in nature, all right? So we say Augusta, not Augusta. Don't say Buster, we say Buster. State of Maine. And on the mountains we got Shushin. We got George and Barbara Bushin. State of Maine. And all the girls will think you're foxy if you chug-a-lug your moxie and you never show the pain. So goodbye, I'll see you later. I'll be in the land of taters in state of Maine. Yes, we state of Maine.
Imagine quiet coastlines, dramatic cliffs, historic villages and lighthouses dotting the shore. Cruise scenic roads or paddle a kayak in a tranquil bay. Discover local artisans. Eat lobster by the sea. Come visit us in down eastern Acadia, Maine, where hometown festivals and bean suppers are still a way of life and a sunset seems to last forever. It's not too far, yet a world away.
There's a chocolate moose on the loose, dancing around in a red caboose. Engineer, engineer, don't complain, soon you'll have a chocolate train. 'Cause he's getting chocolate on the windows, chocolate on the floors, chocolate on the chairs and chocolate on the doors. He doesn't really mean to make a mess, you see. He's a chocolate moose, as sweet as he can be.
I'm a chocolate moose, as sweet as I can be.
There's a chocolate moose on the loose, dancing with the baker in a red caboose. Engineer, engineer, don't ask why, but you're about to have a chocolate pie. 'Cause he's getting chocolate on the pie crust, chocolate on the pan, chocolate all over the baker man. He doesn't really mean to make a mess, you see. He's a chocolate moose, as sweet as he can be.
I'm a chocolate moose, as sweet as I can be.
There's a chocolate moose on the loose, dancing with the Jersey in a red caboose. Engineer, engineer, don't look now, but you're about to have a chocolate cow. 'Cause he's getting chocolate on her elbows, chocolate on her nose, chocolate on her moo-moo, and chocolate on her hopes. Doesn't really mean to make a mess, you see. He's a chocolate moose, as sweet as he can be. He doesn't really mean to make a mess, you see. He's a chocolate moose, as sweet as he can be.
So easily crushed in the grip of their terrible claws. Sing hey, hidey-ho, where'd the old lobster go? And his body's so furry and brown. Sing ho, hidey-hey, have they all gone away? For we haven't seen many around. No, we haven't seen many around. No, we haven't seen many.
All right, before I forget, let me mention that you're listening to Little Walter behind me here, and that's the Fast Boogie. Let you know that next week we'll have a boogie show. I know you've been waiting for it. Well, here it comes. All right, we heard from, I don't know who they are, but they call themselves Bangor City Councils, a short little film, kind of a travelogue around my new hometown, Bangor. You can see that on the playlist page, along with all kinds of other fun videos. The Roadkill Cafe after that from Matthew Heintz, and I have actually been there. It's an actual place in a little town called Rangeley, which is about an hour northwest of here near Moosehead Lake. And I believe I had the squashed duck. I'm not sure. It's a long time ago. After that, Bill Kirchen, who I actually had the pleasure to meet here in Bangor a couple weeks ago at the Bangor Folk Fest. And let me tell you, he's a nut. I love him. He's great. And that was Tombstone Every Mile, a cover of a tune by Dick Curlis. Dick Curlis is a Maine native, and that's about his Haynesville Woods, which is maybe about an hour north of here, in the middle of nowhere. Middle of nowhere. Don't go there, trust me. Not by yourself, not without a compass. After that, Truckin' in the North Maine Woods from Dale Connors, something I hope not to do when I finally get a job here. The Maine Winter from Bob Marley. The Maine Man's Song was Rhett and Link. Loser Fox, Like a Mana. John Linnell, who is half of They Might Be Giants, and that's from his Dial-A-Song collection, and that was, of course, Maine. State of Maine was Tim Sample, who we heard from earlier. And then a song about a moose. There's a Chocolate Moose on the Loose from Brent Holmes and Jonathan Colton, the Furry Old Lobster. So that brings us up to quitting time here. Hope you like my new home. Take a look around. And we're getting those chilly nights now. We had it was down to about 42 the other night. And I don't know if I'm ready for this, but what the hell. We got to give it a shot. Like I said, next week I'll be back with the Boogie Show. And coming up next, we have a couple of things that remind everybody of Maine. I got a lobster song and another moose song. I have yet to see a moose. I've never seen a moose before. You don't want to see one on the highway at 60 miles an hour, trust me. And then I got a lobster song, and that's about it. I'll see you next week. Bye. Good to be back.
I'm a moose and I love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really, really love my lips. Singing shoo-ba-dee-doo-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-doo. My lips are big and goofy, I know this to be true. But my lips, they help me whistle, whistle a happy tune. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really, really love my lips. Singing shoo-ba-dee-doo-ba-dee-ba-doo. My lips are mighty handy when I feel I need to grin. They're good for blowing candles out and slurping milkshakes in. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really, really love my lips. Singing shoo-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-doo. If I could do just anything that I wanted to, I'd pucker up my pretty lips and give a big kiss to you. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really, really love my lips. Singing shoo-ba-dee-doo-ba-dee-ba-doo. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really, really love my lips. Singing shoo-ba-dee-doo-ba-dee-ba-doo. And I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really, really love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really, really love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I'm a moose and I love my lips. I like my long legs and my big bony hips, but I really.
Skidoobie-da, skidoobie-da, we were at the beach, everybody had matching towels, somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock lobster. Thank you. frog lobster. Motion in the ocean.
Ooh-ah.
His air hose broke. Lots of trouble. Lots of bubble. He was in a jam. He's in a giant clam. Rock lobster. Lobster. Rock lobster. Lobster. Rock lobster. Lobster. Rock lobster. Lobster. Here comes a stingray. There goes a manta ray. In walked a jellyfish. There goes a dogfish. Chased by a catfish. Watch out for that piranha. There goes a narwhal. Here comes a bikini whale.